Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. In the highly acclaimed book, Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life, author Daryl Phillip presents an explanation of what drives the tides of our lives and the repercussions they permit. Using his extensive knowledge and the results of his painstaking research on the human essence and higher consciousness, he proves that God and the spiritual realm hold the keys to unlocking each developmental occurrence throughout our lives. Questions regarding God, mortality, and the meaning of life are laid to rest as you embark on this perplexing, eye-opening journey of divination and discovery. Daryl is an information technology professional, a self-taught and God-inspired theologian, researching spiritual truths and the purpose of life. Through diligent investigation, he comes up with many, many questions that we thought at one point were unanswerable. Daryl Phillip, author of Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life, is our guest coming from Canada. Daryl, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks very much, Rick. Thanks for the wonderful introduction. And yes, it's very nice. Happy to be on your wonderful radio show.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And boy, there was so much in the book. It is such an excellent job that you've done in writing this the book. This was an enormous undertaking. This wasn't something that you wrote in a weekend. What was the inspiration for you to write this book?
Well, I'm reading a lot of this spiritual genre of book and a lot of the metaphysical aspects because I was always curious and you couldn't find those answers, from the church or from the mosque or the synagogue or the temple or in the college or the university. And I just started doing my own research generally. And eventually, I thought I had enough information that I'd like to share it with others. I thought it might be helpful for others to know because I know it was helpful for me, not just in writing it, but in understanding the spiritual aspects of this life. Because, the research really shows that, this whole lifetime is spiritually based, right?
It's interesting because this is what basically a question you started asking at a young age. Why am I here? What am I doing here? And that sort of, that's been a question that you've really dealt with all of your life, isn't it? So this is not something, an idea that came to you a couple of years ago. This has sort of been who you are in trying to get answers, unsuccessfully trying to get answers.
You're absolutely right, Rick. That's what inspired me is this curiosity just to find out these questions. There's all kinds of inequalities in life and none of our religions really explain why that is. So bad things happen to good people, right? And there's really no explanation for that, and I couldn't find that through the traditional channels, whether it was the church or whether it was the current news. So I just started investigating for myself, and plus I find it very interesting. I just find it genuinely interesting, just the same way other folks might find some topics interesting, whether it might be sports or could be anything. But I generally just found it very interesting.
The book we're talking about is Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life by Daryl J. Phillip. Phillip is Philip. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. We'll guide you if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What are some of the main messages in the book, takeaways that you'd like people to come away with after reading Relax, You're Not Going to Die?
Well, there are two main points in the book. So we know now that God is a God of unconditional love and compassion for each and every one of us. So this is, we have all the evidence from the near-death experiencers. We have the evidence from what I refer to as our contemporary messengers of God. And also our gifted psychic mediums are showing us that as well, that this is a God of unconditional love. And then it's the second point is that you and I, Rick, and all of us are actually magnificent, divine, immortal spiritual beings that have taken on this earthly life because there's spiritual growth that it offers, right? And this is why we all, you know, leave the spiritual realm, or what some people would call heaven, and come into this life with a physical world, a physical body, to get the spiritual growth that it offers.
Why should somebody read the book? And I say this because it's really something for everybody. We can all pick up something from this. It will answer some of our questions. As you read, relax. You're not going to die. This is part one. We'll talk about that in a bit. Hopefully there's more to come from Daryl. Why should they read the book? What do you hope they'll get from it?
When people read the book, Rick, I'm hoping it'll give them a perspective in their lives. I mean, sometimes you wonder why we have specific circumstances and conditions in our lives, right? Or why, you know, why do things happen? And it's going to give you a spiritual perspective, but which is actually, Rick, is the truth, right? Is that we come here as spiritual beings to take up challenges, to take up struggles and to overcome them, not to be defeated by them, but to overcome them, right? And through the overcoming these challenges, we get the growth. So if you're going through difficulties in your life, the book is going to help you understand, okay, this is why I'm going through this, give you a truthful perspective.
Yes.
of how this is affecting. And oftentimes, a lot of these struggles and difficulties that we face, you know, are actually blessings. We can't see them when you know, we're in the midst of it. But after you step back, you know, you can look at your own life, you find that, oh, okay, I can see how this helped me to grow from a spiritual perspective. And so all of life is spiritually based. And we come here, when I say we, I mean, you know, everybody, we come here as spiritual beings, you know, to get the growth. And then, you know, we return to the spiritual realm, a new and improved version of ourselves, right?
Yes.
But it's growth that we're getting here in the physical world with a physical body.
We're all looking for answers, and you find so many answers to questions you might think that I'm never going to be able to find these. You will find them in Daryl's book, Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Relation, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life. Book available, as I say, at Amazon, the usual places. Website as well, firstspiritbooks.com. I'll give you that as we go through the program so you can get more information there. Oh, who are some of the contemporary messengers of God? And more importantly, maybe, how do you know?
Okay, the contemporary messengers of God, what I mean by that, Rick, is that a lot of people think that, you know, God has stopped talking to human beings, that God no longer talks to human beings and only spoke to human beings over 2,000 years ago. But we have a number of gifted psychic mediums, and God is talking to all of us through them. So the first one that I talk about in the book is Dr. Helen Schuckman, of Course in Miracles, who started having visions of visions and taking lessons from Jesus, and that's all been recorded in her book, A Course in Miracles. But, you know, God is still speaking to us through other human beings. The second person I would add is Mr. Neil Donald Walsh, who wrote The Conversation with from God books, where, you know, he's going through a difficult time in his life, and he calls out to God, and God begins to answer him. And the books, The Conversation from God books, and there are several of them, is this ongoing conversation that he's carrying out with God. And you know, people might be doubtful that, oh, you know, God is going to be talking to this guy. But, you know, if you were to read it, you know, we all have the wisdom, the inner wisdom that tells us what we're listening to or what we're reading is true or false. And when, you know, you go through the Conversation with God books, that really strikes a note that, yes, this is a conversation with God. Some of the things that they're saying is just... it's only something that God would say.
Yes, yes. It's really eye-opening as you're reading. The book is Relax, You're Not Going to Die. Who is the audience for this book? And I ask that And in looking at it, in reading it, it's like, wow, everybody could benefit from this. It answers so many questions and gives us a better perspective of life.
And you're right. It's meant for a large audience, but, you know, because, I mean, traditional religions, organized religions, unfortunately, are not really addressing the circumstances and conditions in our lives. And it leaves especially our young people with a lot of questions about, you know, what is happening in this life and why are these things happening to me? But, the book emphasizes that, you know, life is is all spiritual, and these things happen to us for the spiritual growth, right? We're all going to go through challenges. We're all going to have to overcome challenges in this life, right? So that changes your perspective, right away. Rather than being a victim all the time, you're actually getting the blessings from some of the circumstances and conditions in your life.
Yes. Daryl Fellup is our guest on the program, the author of Relax, You're Not Going to Die, the book available at Amazon. His website is firstspiritbooks.com for more information. We'll have all that on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Daryl, we can't go into a whole lot of detail. I wish we had 4 hours because you've got all the information there that we would love to talk about. But what are a few other intriguing insights from your book?
Okay, so some of the other insights that come from our book. Okay, so we're taught from a very young age, for example, that we're small and we're little. You know, from our parents and from our friends and relatives, they tell us. And as we grow up, you know, because there's something we don't have or something we don't know or something we can't do, we continue to believe that we're small and little. But the truth is, we've never really been small and little. We've only ever been and continue to be magnificent and divine, immortal spiritual beings. Again, this is from all the evidence from our near-death experiences. And our gifting psychic mediums that show that life goes on after this earthly life is complete and after this body is no longer functioning, that we go on, our consciousness, our essence, our spirit, whatever you'd like to call it, continues to go on and exist. This is coming from our near-death experiencers, our gifted psychic mediums, our contemporary messengers of God.
Just some of the sources that Daryl has used in putting this book together, Relax, You're Not Going to Die, mentioned earthly life. Why do we take on earthly life in the first place?
Okay, good question. That's a great question, Rick. And the reason we take on the earthly life, because our real home, our true spiritual home, let's call it the spiritual realm. Some people would like to refer to it as heaven. But our real true home is such a wonderful place. It's peace and tranquility. Everybody there is open, honest, kind, loving, and respectful. Again, this is coming from the near-death experiencers. This is coming from the gifted psychic mediums, right? So there's some experiences you simply can't have in the spiritual realm or in heaven, right? So, for example, in one of the chapters, I say, you know, you can't stub your toe in heaven. Right, and it underlines the fact that there are some things we cannot experience in the spiritual realm. So, for example, in the spiritual realm, because everybody is open, honest, kind, loving, and respectful, nobody's going to do something to hurt you, even though they can hurt you. Right? So you can't have the experience of being hurt. Right? You can't.
Yes.
You can't lose a relative because a relative, you know where everybody is all the time. Our near-death experiencers have shown us that. You know, during a near-death experience, they were able to see, you know, where relatives and family and friends were. Same with the gifted psychic mediums are showing us, right, that our dearly departed loved ones are still in touch with what's happening in our lives. So in the spiritual realm, you can find out or know where everybody is all the time. And if you can't lose anybody in the spiritual realm, then how are you going to go through the grief process, right?
Yes. So,
but if you're in an earthly life, right, you can lose somebody and go through the grief process. And then through this, you gain you gain increased strength in acceptance, in inner strength of going through the event and coming out. So this is what the gifted psychic mediums are telling us. This is what the near-death experiences are showing us, right? So you can't have some experiences in heaven. And so we come here to have the experience here on earth, right? We go through all this stuff. Everybody goes through challenges. And then from the challenges, we get the growth. And the way that works, Rick, is as we go through these conditions and circumstances in our lives, it brings feelings and emotions to the forefront of our being. Feelings and emotions that we cannot experience in the spiritual realm. And those feelings and emotions, that's what grows our spirit, right? It would be similar to, on a hot day in July, you know, you going down to the local beach out there in Florida, and on this hot day, you can't have the experience of freezing cold hands and feet. You know, you can't have that. But while you're lying on the beach there, lounging on the beach on that hot day in Florida, you can understand that, oh, you can remember what it's like to have freezing cold hands and feet, but you can't actually have that experience. And it's just the same thing in heaven, right? In heaven, you know, you can know about things, but you can't actually have the experience. And as we go through the experience, it brings feelings and emotions to the forefront of our being, which actually result in growing our spirit. And so at the end of this lifetime, we get wisdom, we get improved inner strength, a number of spiritual qualities are strengthened, and we return to the spiritual realm, a new and improved, wiser version of ourselves. So we're coming into this life always with challenges, right? The only reason we come is to have the challenges and to get the growth, and then we leave.
Well, time is going by so quickly, and there are several things I really want to ask, and this is one that comes up so often in talking to people. If God is so loving, why do we see so much evil in the world? That comes up every time there's a shooting, a disaster of some kind, and you deal with that in the book, Relax, You're Not Going to Die. Why is it, if God's so loving, we have so much evil we have to deal with?
The reason we have the evil is, first, in this lifetime, one of God's greatest gift to us is free will, right? So he says, okay, you have free will to go and do whatever you want to do down there and live your life, you know, go ahead and make a new and improved you. Well, sometimes with this free will, we make decisions and choices that, you know, work to our benefit, but we also make decisions and choices that do not work to our benefit. And God gives us this wide spectrum of experiences to choose from so that we can see who it is that we really are. One of those is evil. And in the book, I use the analogy of a buffet, you know. So Rick, if you were just fed, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables all your life, you wouldn't know everything about your diet. And then one day someone introduces you to this big buffet, and you can come in and maybe you find out that, oh, okay, maybe I do like some meat once in a while, or maybe I don't. Maybe I'm a vegetarian, right? But through your own decisions and choices, right, at the buffet, you learn more about yourself. For example, you learn more about your diet. And in the same way, God puts us on this earth, and there's the experience of evil. And given our choices and decisions, we can choose, to embrace evil. We can choose to stay away from evil. Some of us will, and some of us won't, right? So,
yes.
So this is an important point of God's teaching, right? God doesn't come along and say, no, evil. God says, okay, you go ahead and use as much evil as you want, and eventually you sort of come around and realize that evil is not serving you, it's not serving others, and there must be a better way, and this is how we evolve, right? So the evil is there. It's all, you know, think of it almost as one of those hurdles that we all have to be able to jump over. At one point, we've got to reach a stage where we can live an earthly life without having the experience of evil, but God doesn't push us on that. He kind of says, he's saying, okay, what we on earth would call you know, self-paced learning. So, you know, you're going to do something evil, okay, go ahead, go right ahead and do what it is you want to do, but eventually after you cause enough pain to yourself, enough pain to others, one day you wake up and say, you know what, there has to be a better way. Because even the person that's doing the evil, right, it's not easy for them. It's a painful experience. We know, too, from the life review that some of the things that we do, we see the repercussions of the things we do and how they affect others, you know, how they hurt. And we actually get an opportunity to feel how those other people that we affected were feeling. Right, so this is all part of the life review. This has come back again and again through the near death experience of showing us that, you know, this is where the saying, you know, do unto others as you want them to do unto right. you. This is where it really hits home, is when you see and feel what the other person is going through.
It's a book of answers, as I talked about. Relax, you're not going to die. This is part one, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life by Daryl J. Phillip. Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, Phillip, P-H-I-L-I-P. You'll find information at firstspiritbooks.com, Amazon, all of the usual places. Video version of this, by the way, you'll find on YouTube. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're recording via Skype with Daryl, and the video tab there, you click that on, you'll be able to watch the video portion. A couple minutes left, I'm going to squeeze two questions in here. You talk about consciousness of separation.
Yes.
What is it, and why is it such a big problem?
Consciousness of separation, Rick, thank you again for another great question. Consciousness of separation is the belief, right, that we are separate from God, separate from one another, right? And this is something that is unfortunately caused all human pain and suffering throughout human history, right? It's all based on this consciousness of separation, saying that, you know, you are different from me. So we fought, most of our wars have been fought over religion and nationalism, right? Today we have more diversity than we've ever had before. We have diversity in nations, in culture, in race, in religion, in gender identification. We have all these different diversities, and it's outpacing, you know, our mental capacity to deal with it. So we fall back into this same fear and suspicion, right, of someone else, that they're different from us. But throughout, my research, one thing that comes through from our contemporary messengers of God, our near-death experiences, gift of psychics, is that we are all one, that we're all connected, right? And this is something that's gaining more and more acceptance, is that, you know, even when something happens to something, whether it's a tragedy on the other side of the world, I mean, we all feel, I shouldn't say we all, but it can affect us. We are all connected, right? We are all connected in that sense.
One more question I'm going to slip in here. Life's challenges, circumstances, conditions. How do all of those lead to our spiritual growth? Because you say that's right. Really the pathway to our spiritual growth. Explain that.
Okay, so when we go through these circumstances and conditions, it brings feelings and emotions to the forefront, right? Feelings and emotions that we cannot experience in the spiritual realm, right? And this is what is going here. Now, one of the main ones that comes across is a compassion, right? So for example, if I'm very ill and I spend a couple of days in the hospital, after the experience, right, I have a newfound compassion for, you know, someone who is sick and spending time in the hospital. If I'm any kind of difficulty, like maybe drugs or alcohol, and, you know, you come through that, you overcome that challenge, or you have a compassion for others who are going through that with drugs and alcohol. I don't know if you remember the late John Bradshaw always used to talk about the inner child. But if you ever heard John speak, he was he was a down and out alcoholic, right? But through the alcoholism, he gained compassion to help others who are going through alcoholism, right? Helping them to overcome those challenges. So in this sense, the alcoholism in his life was a blessing so that he could help others. He gained the compassion to help others. And it also shows how the events in our lives, right, can be good and bad, right and wrong, a blessing and a curse, all at the same time.
This book, on so many levels, is life-changing. Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life. The author is Daryl J. Phillip. Information at firstspiritbooks.com. Also at Amazon, all the usual places. You go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on to get information on Daryl's book. 30 seconds here. Part 1, are you working on Part 2 now?
I am working on Part 2 right now, and I'm hoping to get it out before the end of the fall, right? And again, we're gonna go through some of the spiritual insights that we're gaining from this physical earthly life. And I'm also going to be talking about reincarnation. So there's a lot of evidence now that's showing that we don't just live one life, but we live a number of different lives. And now that we know that lives are for spiritual growth, it makes perfect sense, because you can not always get all of the growth, right, in one lifetime, right? In one lifetime, okay, I learned forgiveness. And in another lifetime, maybe I'm going to have to try something else. But lots of evidence there, and I'm going to be presenting some of the spiritual insights that we get from living these multiple lives. Because, Rick, it's all a journey to mastery, right? There's going to be a day in this journey when you and I will no longer have to live an earthly life, because we've simply reached spiritual mastery.
Yes.
Right? We wouldn't be the first ones to do it, and there wouldn't be a need to live an earthly life, right? So we'd be spiritual masters and then serving as guides to help others who are walking their spiritual journey as well. So, in that sense, those are some of the things I'm going to be talking about in book two.
Part one is out there. Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life. We'll move on to Part 2, and we'll have Daryl back. I'd love to talk about that, just in what you're talking about, the brief synopsis of the book, so much we can talk about on the program. Daryl from Canada, welcome back. Welcome to the program. It's so great to have you here. First time, we'll do it again. Thank you for being with us.
Wonderful. Thanks very much for having me, Rick. Really appreciate being able to come on here and discuss the book with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to welcome you to our stable of authors here on the program. And again, the book is Relax, You're Not Going to Die, Part 1, More Spiritual Insights for Your Life. Daryl Phillip. Information on our website. His website is firstspiritbooks.com. Book available at Amazon. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.